May is Military Appreciation Month, celebrating those who are currently serving in the United States military. S&T Bank salutes our military members and wants to thank you for your service. You serve our country. Let S&T Bank serve you with S&T's Armed Forces account featuring no minimum balances or maintenance fees. Plus, free ATMs, checks, and money orders. For more information, stop by a local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank, member FDIC. Here we go, Steelers!
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, we are kicking off hour number two here, so that means it's mock draft time.
Yeah, let's mock it up.
We're using the NFL mock draft database.com for today's mock draft. And the first 19 picks are in. We have three trade offers.
Alrighty.
49ers want to give us 63, 94, and next year's first round pick.
Don't throw in Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah. Well, we could do that. Yeah. Then we'd be
talking.
Can
only get asked about that 400 times a day.
The Patriots, that's a ridiculous trade. They want to give us a 2025 second round draft pick and a fourth rounder this year for 20. Get out of here with
bye
that.
Bye.
The Washington Commanders want to give us 36, 78, next year's four and two sixes.
That's a lot of spare change.
Yeah, for the 20. I'm going to reject that. And we probably would have done that anyways because on the board, here we go.
Okay.
Tarrion Arnold.
He'd be very useful. We've never drafted him at 20.
Because he's never available.
He's never available, but he's played a lot of slot at Alabama, too. He's tough near the line of scrimmage. He's, you know, like Kool-Aid to me would be fighting for an outside spot with Jackson, where Arnold would play a lot and probably pass Jackson maybe as soon as, you know, week two or three, you know.
Yeah.
He's appealing.
Fashanu available.
Okay. Who'd you take between those two?
Boy, that would be tough.
That's a tough decision.
But
yeah,
we don't have to make that decision because listen to who else
I'm
is
sure
still
there's
available.
A lot of goodies here.
Talisi Fuaga.
Nice. Okay.
Leatu Leitu. Troy Fatanu.
Okay.
Amarius Mims, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Donnie Mitchell, Graham Barton. I get to see, look and see now.
Who went?
So off the board. This is ridiculous because they got J.J. McCarthy going first. The order doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. This
McCarthy,
is off the board, right?
Williams, Daniels, Adunji, Neighbors, Mitchell, Dallas Turner, Brian Thomas, Drake May, Marvin Harrison at 10. Brian Thomas goes ahead of Marvin Harrison.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Right. All that matters is the names. But
Cooper
right.
DeJean, Nate Wiggins, Latham, Verse, Bowers, Byron Murphy, Darius Robinson, Jerzon Newton, Joe Alt.
Joe Alt at 19.
Well, yeah.
Fair enough.
But those guys,
those 19
nothing
aren't
super crazy there.
Right? Like, I could definitely see Wiggins being gone. You know, he often isn't. I think Bowers will be gone. And what really happened here was there was a run on defensive tackles, which more and more what you hear, and it's lying season, yada, yada, is the league is now paying defensive tackles, and they're hard to find. Rarely does a Wilkins get on the free agent market. You can go get one. So I could see two or three, and I'm including Robinson as a D-tackle. You know,
yeah.
Could be gone before the Steelers pick. Then you're looking at a situation where you have two or three
you're
of these guys
these
that are
guys,
super,
yeah.
event, you know, super exciting.
So which one do you like better?
It's very, very close, but I prefer Fatanu. It's very close. I mean, they're right next to each other to me.
I have Fuaga as the highest rated guy.
Really? It's nice that he is a right tackle.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the right tackle.
I don't have to project there.
Yeah, I don't have to flim-flam around with it. Both of them, I mean, in the most negative light, both of them might be guards. I mean, like, if they don't hit, it's because they can't play tackle, they play guard because of physical limitations, arm length for one, height for the other. I think both are tackles. I mean, but yeah. It's real easy in April to say, oh, everyone's going to make it in the NFL. Well, most don't. You know what I mean? But I think there's a fallback plan for both. If you feel strong about one or the other, I am absolutely fine with it. I think Fuaga is the best probably zone blocking tackle in the league. but Fatanu's probably second.
Yeah.
I mean, he's even the more
both,
athletic.
They're both,
you know,
super
right.
nasty. They're
yeah,
both,
right.
I mean,
they can run. They get downfield. Flip a coin if you want. I mean, let's trade back to 21.
Yeah, we never have that option.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't have any trade offers that made it look
not
like.
Not to go. I mean, if you're going to go to 21 or 22, I'd listen, but that's not going to happen. You know, right.
But they have Fuaga rated higher than Fatanu here. Not by much, but.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, pick either one. I'm thrilled.
Let's take Fuaga.
Okay.
We get an A-plus for that. No kidding. All right, so we're cruising down here to our second round. Would we consider now trading up?
Trading up's going to be a tough thing to convince me on. With two receivers, a center, a corner.
Yeah.
All right. You know, needed.
Let it keep going here.
I mean, certainly the first 19 picks were kind of goofy. If a crazy name was out there, I would trade up for, but.
Okay. So the 49ers on the phone again, they're offering, it's almost, they want to give us 94, next year's 2, and next year's 5 for 51.
No.
Reject. The Cardinals.
I'm not sure I'd do that with a terrible team.
Yeah. The Cardinals want to give us 71, 90, 186, next year's 2, and next year's 5 for 51.
I mean, I would. Consider countering it,
yeah,
and try to get a bunch of day 2 picks.
No interest in moving back 20
That's
spots here.
Far away, right? I need a lot of stuff in the third round. And
Washington wants to give us 67 next year's 3 and next year's 5 for 51. Too many next year picks.
Yeah,
I don't. Okay. Minnesota wants to give us 108, 230. No, thank you.
No.
And this one is interesting. Okay. The Eagles.
They pick right behind us, right?
They want to give us 53, 171, 172 in next year's fifth rounder.
Sure.
For 51.
I mean, unless there's someone that's unbelievably good out there, only moved back 2 spots.
I'm going to we can't counter. There's no way to counter that.
So
we'd have to accept it or. All right, we'll accept it.
I'll take it.
Yeah. They came up to get. I'm not interested in trading again here now. They came up to get Keon Coleman.
Understandable.
Yeah. So,
we would have considered him.
Yeah. Still on the board. Ricky Pearsall.
Oh, I like Pearsall better than Coleman.
Xavier Leggett.
That's a tough conversation.
That's a tough conversation.
I like Pearsall better, but really close.
Edgerrin Cooper, Peyton Wilson, Jatavion Sanders, Jonathan Brooks, Chris Jenkins, Marshawn Nyland, Javon Bullard, Trey Benson, Junior Colson, Jalen Polk. I think
one of the top two receivers.
I think it's one of those two receivers. Then my question is, since we now picked up those 2 fifth round draft picks.
Oh, I'd be loving the trade up now.
We're going to try to move up to get something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Center, corner, another receiver.
Yeah.
Jenkins, if he falls 10 more spots, you know, any of those guys. Yeah.
Pearsall or Leggett?
Pearsall.
Okay.
I'm really falling in love with him. He's a separator, and he's got size.
Yeah.
Downfield speed.
I'm just going to pause here. We are at pick. Because Andre Phillips just went.
That okay.
Kind of stinks. We're pick 68. So we still have 16 more picks to go here. The cornerback's still available. Well, they've gotten picked through. You're looking at Kyrie Jackson, Cam Hart, DJ James, Renardo Green, Jarvis Brownlee, Kalen Carson, Nehemiah Pritchett.
We don't talk about DJ James much, and I'm not trading up for him here.
Yeah.
But they asked him to, like, play man on neighbors, like play man on Burton. You know, like in the SEC, he always got the number one on the opponents. He had some rough matchups.
He certainly did.
Did all right. None of those corners to me are worth trading up for, but I'd consider him in a few picks.
Let's see here with defensive linemen. Why is it not letting me take a look at the defensive linemen here?
Rook, Smith, Jenkins, those guys would be attractive.
Mason Smith is still there.
Yeah, be attractive.
Leonard Taylor, Mekhi Wingo, Dwayne Carter, McKinley Jackson, Tyler Davis. So if we want an end.
It's now or never, probably.
It's kind of now or never with that.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to move up to get him?
If it just costs us something, we got extra from the Eagles. And we got the guy that we probably would have taken with our second rounder anyway. And Pearsall.
New England's up here. So let me see if I can call New England. Get on the phone here.
Let's try to sneak a future pick from them if we can.
So we would offer 84, 171.
Okay.
We don't need that.
Then we have like 171 and 172 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that can go.
at 195 for 68. They're saying that's not enough. Okay. 171 and 84. Still saying, oh, they're saying not enough on our end of that to get that done.
We can't get that up that far.
No. All right. 17.
I'm not that sold that we need Mason Smith.
I hear you.
You know?
Yeah, it's not going to let that happen.
Okay.
All right. So we let
I mean,
it go,
it's
let
really
it go
hard to do
here.
On the radio with this.
Yeah.
But frankly, I'd be more interested of trading up one of those fifths to get into the third. You know, like
something
mid-round
like yeah.
stuff, let alone not really necessarily round
well,
two
within,
stuff.
We're within 12 picks now.
Okay.
Let's see if we can milk it a little bit more here. Okay, now we are at pick 76.
Okay.
And he is still there.
Okay. Do we even know he's the best available for our tastes? He's better in the corners.
He's better than, yeah, he's better in the corners. He's better than, yeah.
Are there any centers? I mean, I'm sure Frazier's gone and it's early for the project guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's clearly.
He would be the pick.
He's clearly the pick. Let's let it run again here. He just went.
Yeah, okay.
We just missed him. All right.
You got a lot of offers on this one.
Huh? Yeah, we have five different offers yeah. here. I'm turning them all down.
Right.
We don't
need to go backwards.
Cooper Beebe there. Dominic Pooney. Cedric Van Pran. Zach Zinder. Bo Limmer. Mason McCormick. That's the interior guys. Best available player overall, Patrick Paul. No. Then it's Cooper Beebe, Blake Corum, Jaden Hicks, Cole Bishop, Spencer Rattler, Devontae Walker, Kalen Bullock, Jalen McMillan, Cameron Kinchins.
I like Rattler more and more, but I still think this is
we
not the year for that.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Especially after just, you know. A lot of those interior guys, Pooney, Beebe, even Haynes.
I'm more interested in getting a cornerback here than I am right now because there's so many of those interior guys.
There are a lot. There's five or six you listed that would all do the trick.
We have another pick coming up here in 14 picks.
Okay. Who are the corners?
You're looking at Kyrie Jackson, Cam Hart, Renardo Green, Jarvis Brownlee, Kalen Carson, Nehemiah Pritchett. Top guys available.
Well, them are outside dudes, but I don't know taking an outside guy is the worst idea in the world.
Yeah. I mean, Brownlee
could do both.
Bumps inside.
Yeah.
Carson, I think.
Yeah. Green hasn't, but I think he can.
Can. Kyrie Jackson and Cam Hart are not.
Nah.
They don't fit that.
They're the 6'3 guys.
Jerrion Jones is still there as well. We could pass on that, but, you know, when you start looking at the interior offensive line, and then it's Beebe, Pooney, Cedric Van Pran, Zach Zinner, Bo Limmer, Mason McCormick.
Three of them would be projects at center, or, you know, projections.
Yeah.
You know, some people think Pooney can. Some people think Beebe can. He has unusually short arms.
Is there a linebacker there? Trotter is there. Cedric Gray is there. Trayvon Wallace is there.
What about another receiver?
Another receiver. If you're looking at Devontae Walker, Jalen McMillan, Jermaine Burton, Malik Washington. That would give you two. Pierce Hall can play outside.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be fine with that. I mean, I think that's the best guy we've mentioned.
Yeah.
If Burton was clean off the field, I'd take him in a heartbeat.
I think Malik Washington could
like
be a stud.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. All right.
Malik. Yeah, let's do it.
We got a D-plus on that one, but
I don't care about that. So centers and corners were still
yeah, we got to hit that hard. So I'm not interested in trading. We do have a couple extra picks there to work with still.
That kind of allows us to take two receivers.
Yeah.
We could take two corners, too.
We could do both, yeah.
Or corner safety, you know.
Top corners available. Renardo Green, Jarvis Brownlee, Kalen Carson, Nehemiah Pritchett, Jerrion Jones, Elijah Jones, Jalen Simpson, Chal Smith-Wade.
Plenty of those I'd be happy with.
Yeah.
What about the interior line? Probably pretty similar. But
it hasn't really been touched.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a favorite corner?
Of that group?
Boston College Jones, Florida State Jones, Brownlee.
Those two Florida State corners are nasty.
I like the way they play.
They play. I mean, they come up and hit. They play man defense. They're good in run support.
Whoever their D-back coach is doing a good job.
Doing a really good job.
Yeah. If you're going to project Green, I think Green probably has a slightly higher grade across the league.
Yeah.
Taller. But Jones, you know what he is.
Yeah.
Either of those is fine with me. I like the Florida State guys a lot.
Um, We haven't taken Green. Let's take Green.
Okay.
We haven't taken him.
He's going to have to learn some slot, but he has the mentality
for it.
We
might take another one later, too.
We might. I could definitely see a safety that's slot capable being this pick, even.
Yeah.
We could take Jones right here.
We could.
Yeah, we got all these extra picks.
We could take their teammates.
Right.
We're back up here. Nah, we're not interested in trading.
Trading down is not going to cut anymore, right?
All right, so top players available. This is interesting. Cade Stover, Blake Fisher, Theo Johnson, Braylon Allen, Cedric Van Pran, Roger Rosengarten.
Oh, wow.
Marshawn Lloyd, Audric Estime, Muhammad Kamara, Ray Davis, Marquise Irving, Jarvis Brownlee.
Those two tackles are really attractive, but...
Tyke Smith is there. Javon Foster is still there. Jared Wiley. Mason McCormick is still there. I think you could just take the center.
I think we're going to need a center.
Yeah.
Like, those tackles I don't think will last that long, but they don't do us much good. At the
Van Pran, McCormick, Bordellini, or Norzad.
McCormick's my favorite.
All right. McCormick is the pick.
So one of you lovely people on Twitter were kind enough to, it must be a Jackrabbit fan, because they wrote to me, but meant it to both of us, saying McCormick did tons of snapping and a lot of center stuff for the team, and the Jackrabbits think he would be a center, but we're going to hear about their center next year, that they've got like a Remington Award type guy. So
Okay,
that adds up to me. Thanks for that, by the way.
By the way, we didn't make any of our trades, or we let that roll.
Yeah, yeah. But in the real world, it's much easier.
Yeah. Okay, so top player available, Nehemiah Pritchett.
That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. Jared Wiley still there. Jerrion Jones still there. We could take him.
I like that idea.
Luke McCaffrey also still there. We already took two receivers.
Though, yeah. If we didn't take Washington.
We got four more picks left.
I think you take one. I think you take Jones.
I think you take Jerrion Jones.
Yeah. And we were torn.
Instant roommates.
Hopefully they don't kill each other trying to make the team, but, you know.
All right. Now we're back up here again.
I'd even consider a safety still. We did not go D-line yet.
Brandon Coleman is still there.
Oh, wow.
Hunter Norzad's still there. Looking at the offensive tackles, Walter Rouse still there. Caden Wallace. Caden Wallace from Penn State's interesting.
He can play. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, he has a ton of experience, right tackle. Probably never go into an all-pro, you know, you're never going to be a Pro Bowl type guy, but I bet he sticks.
Yeah.
I would roll the dice on the TCU kid before that, though.
Your boy Olofosheo is there.
Interesting. I mean, our special teams conversation would sure fit his.
As is Jalen Ford, Tyron Hopper, Curtis Jacobs, and Marist Liafu. So
I feel like at some point
Jordan
in this
McGee
draft,
there as well. I mean, there's just a loaded.
Yeah, yeah. At some point in this draft, we should probably grab one of those dudes as the special team demon. Maybe linebacker.
On the edge, you've got Nelson Caesar, Cedric Johnson, Brennan Jackson. Jalix Hunt is there.
Ah. Boy, he'd be good on teams, too.
Yeah. You want to take it?
I'm in on that.
Let's do that.
Yeah, I'm in on
that. We could use another edge.
He's from Houston Christian, folks.
Yeah.
And he is an extreme tester.
He went to Ivy League school before that.
Yeah, I forget which one. He's smart. You know, yeah.
Anyways, let's see here. We're rejecting any trade offers. Let's see what's best available. Jacob Cowing. Sione Vaki is there. Jalen Simpson is there. Dylan Lobb. I can't pronounce that one. Olofosheo.
Which one's that?
The Washington kid.
The Washington linebacker, yeah.
Yeah. Aeneas Smith is there.
If we could get two receivers, I'd be all over Aeneas Smith.
Yeah.
But he's got off the field stuff.
He's got off the field. You want to take your inside backer?
Yeah. That's what I was leaning towards.
Why not?
High character, upside, you know, good tester.
And now
we don't have a D lineman.
At the end, we passed on all that.
Yeah. Which I bet if we were more able to be more proactive trading up,
we probably would have ended up with a defensive lineman. But let me just see Gabe Hall is still there. Jordan Jefferson, Miles Murphy. We can throw Gabe Hall into the mix.
Gabe Hall would be fine.
Perfect. That gives us a pretty good haul there, Matt.
Yeah, it's a lot of names.
Not all of these guys are probably going to make the team, but throw it against the wall and see what happens.
Right.
Talisi Fuaga in round one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Ricky Pearsall at 53 after we moved down two spots.
You'd take those two today, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like trade? Yeah, I would too.
Then we got Malik Washington at 84, doubling down at the wide receiver position because he was the best available. Renardo Green at 98. Mason McCormick at 119. We picked up that 171 and 172 picks, and so we took Jerrion Jones.
Yeah, another Florida State corner.
Jalix Hunt, the edge rusher out of Houston Baptist.
He would have to do anything this year.
Yeah. Then we took Olaf Ashayo, the linebacker from Washington, at 178. And at 195, we took Gabe Hall, the defensive lineman from Baylor.
Yeah, he's a project. He gets by on quickness and length, but coach him up, and maybe you'll have something in a year.
Yeah.
Probably not active on game day type guy, but, you know, he could be on that kickoff team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he can run.
Someone like that. Yeah, that's interesting.
He can run. He's so not a bad haul.
No, I didn't dislike it at all. The top was strong. More names than usual for us, you know. But
we had some depth.
A lot of depth. I mean, two corners,
a lot
two
of competition.
Receivers.
A lot of depth, a lot of competition. Let's get to another break. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Here we go, Steelers! Here we go!
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, Jordan Reed and Matt Miller on ESPN put together a little piece here regarding the draft, debating need versus value for 32 round
picks. I saw that. I didn't go through it, though. Okay.
So they go. So Jordan Reed is doing this, filling the prospect who fills the biggest need.
Okay.
In each case, or even the second biggest need. Miller is looking at the prospect who would give the team the maximum value.
Okay.
At that position.
Okay, that's interesting. And the truth is somewhere in between.
And the truth is probably somewhere in between. So for the Bears, they both pick Caleb Williams.
Yeah, boring.
Okay, yeah. For the Commanders, they both pick Jaden Daniels.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Yep.
We get our first change here at 3.
Someone's going to take Marvin as a value.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Reed is taking the biggest need is Drake May.
Yeah.
And the best value for Miller is Marvin Harrison.
Yeah. That's kind of why we're having the conversation. And that's why the Patriots in their war room are saying, but we have a better grade on Harrison. But
yeah.
We need a quarterback more.
At 4, Reed's pick is Marvin Harrison. Miller's pick is Rome Odunze.
Okay. So he likes Odunze more than Neighbors, but they both agree that it's a wide receiver.
It's a wide receiver.
Yeah. The receiver room stinks.
At 5, they both have Malik Neighbors as the.
Certainly a need.
Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt.
Yeah.
At 6, Reed has Rome Odunze filling the biggest need. Miller has the pick that has the best value being Drake May, which he wouldn't be.
Because he wasn't
picked yet.
Both all that I agree with, right. And it's going to be a receiver or a quarterback.
Yeah.
With the Giants.
At 7, they both have Joe Alt.
Fair enough. I mean, tackles are values.
At 8, they both have Dallas Turner.
Ooh, he wouldn't be my best value.
No, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Yeah. At 9, I'm sorry. Reed, the pick that fills the biggest need is Jared Verse.
Fair enough. I guess the Turner's gone and he's your second edge. And
yeah.
I think that's the number one need.
For Miller, the best value is Fashanu.
Okay. Yeah. It's a really good football player.
At 10, Reed has the pick that fills the biggest need is Fashanu.
Mm-hmm.
Miller has the best value as being Brock Bowers.
Okay. I mean, I don't have a lot of nits to pick here, but it'll get tougher outside the top 10.
Yeah. At 11, the Vikings, the biggest need pick would be J.J. McCarthy.
I guess he's still available in this situation.
Yeah.
Sure.
For Miller, the best value would be Terrion Arnold.
Okay. If that's your number one corner, whoever your number one corner would be who I put in there.
At 12, Reed's pick that fills the biggest need would be Brock Bowers.
Fair enough, yeah.
Miller's pick that gets the best value would be J.J. McCarthy.
Quarterbacks are weighted. I mean, it's just. I guess they both could have been J.J. McCarthy for the Vikes.
At 13, for the Raiders, Reed's biggest need filler is J.C. Latham.
I was going to say a right tackle.
Yeah. For Miller, the pick that gets the best value is Talisi Fuaga.
Okay, they just differ on who
who is
the right tackle. Okay.
At 14, Reed has to the Saints Talisi Fuaga. Miller's pick that has the best value for them is Jared Verse.
I think Fuaga's a way better prospect than Verse, but Edges aren't easy to find.
At 15, Reed's pick that fills the biggest need is Terrion Arnold.
Who's at 15 again?
Indianapolis.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
For Miller, the pick that is the best value is Byron Murphy.
I was wondering if Murphy would fit in there. Put him next to Buckner.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
For the Seahawks at 16, Reed's pick that fills the biggest need is Fatanu.
Yeah, if he's still out there, yeah.
Yeah. Miller's pick that gets the best value is Fatanu.
Ah, neither one picked him yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Where he went.
At 17 for Jacksonville, the pick that fills the biggest need is Brian Thomas.
Yeah, I'd say maybe Mitchell.
Miller's pick that gets the best value is Quinyon Mitchell.
Okay, yeah.
At 18 for the Bengals, Reed's pick that fills the biggest need is Byron Murphy.
Yeah, D-tackle's pretty soft for them.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And Miller's pick that gets the best value is Brian Thomas.
I agree. I don't think Thomas will be there at 20.
No, I don't think he will.
I mean, Colts, Bengals, there's
somebody trading up.
That's a good trade-up guy.
At 19, Reed's pick that fills the biggest need for the Rams is Leatu Leatu.
Yeah, somewhere in the D-line.
Yeah. Miller's pick that has the best value is Graham Barton.
They would never take him there, but okay. I mean, if that's his best player available.
Yeah. At 20, Reed's pick that fills the biggest need, and I don't agree with this, that this fills the biggest need, Amarius Mims. That is not the Steelers' biggest need.
Yeah, that's a value.
That's a value pick.
Right, right. You take tackles because they're expensive and hard to find, and there's not many of them on the planet.
You have a starting tackle. What you don't have is a starting nickel corner, and you don't have a starting wide receiver, and you don't have a starting center.
Right. I think wide receiver is the biggest need.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't play with what you have right now at receiver.
Yeah.
I could maybe piece a center together. I know I can
they
piece a tackle
They flip-flop these because Miller's pick that gets the best value is a Donnie Mitchell.
Okay.
They got that completely backwards.
Yeah, I would say that's Mims is a value.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because of the position he plays. Mitchell is a need.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they're completely underestimating what the Steelers.
And the first 19 I basically agreed with, but
yeah.
It just so happens I don't agree with the team we're talking about, you know?
Yeah. For the Dolphins, pick that fills the biggest need is Graham Barton.
Agreed.
Pick that gets the best value would be Leatu. So it's the opposite of what they had for the Rams. 22, Reed's pick that fills the biggest need is Quinyon Mitchell. He had him still available on his board. Miller's pick that gets the best value would be Tyler Guyton.
Okay. Yeah, he could be Lane Johnson's replacement. Makes some sense. They develop linemen really well.
At 23, Reed has the Vikings. The biggest need pick would be Jerzon Newton.
Or their Johnny tackles Newton. Aren't great.
Yeah. The pick that has the best value, according to Miller, would be Edgerrin Cooper.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who their off-the-ball linebackers are. They're not great. I mean, they're average.
For the Cowboys at 24, the pick that fills the biggest need would be Jordan Morgan.
Okay.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Miller's pick that would be the best value would be Xavier Worthy.
Maybe. I don't know how much I value Worthy, but
yeah,
you know, we're getting in the end of the first round.
25 for the Packers. Reed pick that fills the biggest need would be Cooper DeJean.
I'd say, when's DeJean's coming? Name coming?
Miller's pick that has the best value would be Amarius Mims.
That's the definition of Mims. You know, that's a nice value.
Yeah, I'm trying to think why some of these other teams wouldn't have him. So he Miller has Guyton ahead of Mims?
Yeah,
I don't see that.
No, I don't either.
At 26, the pick that fills the biggest need for the Buccaneers is Chop Robinson. Miller's pick that would be the best value would be Cooper DeJean.
Kind of splitting hairs in this exercise at this point. Yeah.
At 27, both guys have Nate Wiggins for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think they would gladly trade the 27th pick for Wiggins right now.
At 28, the one that would fill the biggest need would be Xavier Worthy for the Bills.
Yo, no doubt.
The pick that would have the best value for the Bills would be Ladd McConkey.
Okay, because he already used Worthy, and
maybe
he has McConkey ahead of Worthy, which I would understand, too. I have McConkey ahead of Worthy.
At 29, Reed has the best value for the – or the biggest need filler for the Lions it would be Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah.
The best value for the Lions would be Zach Frazier.
I would put McKinstry at both for them.
Yeah.
I mean, corners are hard to find in centers.
At 30 –
and they have Frank Ragnow.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the value.
I guess. At 30, the Ravens' biggest need would be Tyler Guyton.
Agreed.
The best value would be Darius Robinson.
I could see one of those two guys being a Raven.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For the 49ers, the pick that fills the biggest need, Kingsley Suamataya.
100%.
The pick that fills the best value, J.C. Latham is still available.
Oh, that's weird.
That's way too...
Yeah, that's yeah. strange.
At 32, last one, for Kansas City, the biggest need would be filled by Adonai Mitchell.
With Rashi Rice's situation, receiver might have gone to top of the list over yeah. tackle.
And for Miller, the best value pick would be Enos Rakestraw.
His tape is really good, but his measurables aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he would play for them. He's tough. He fits their persona, too.
Yeah.
Didn't love that exercise.
Yeah.
It gets a little convoluted, but I assume what they asked both authors to do is, hey, Dale, you just give me the best pick, yeah. and then I'll do my, and then I don't want to know what you do. You know,
right.
we'll just
they did
match
these
them
things,
up to
they
each
did
other.
These things separately.
Totally separately,
you
right.
give me the best value pick on for each.
For 32,
for
right,
32,
right, right, right.
And you do the best, which one fills the biggest need.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes those match up.
Yeah, yeah.
Other times they do not.
Yeah, like it'd be fine, kind of fun to see a graph, like where do they match up? I mean, obviously guys like Marvin Harrison would do both, you know, but that's
yeah.
early in the draft when you have to pick a litter.
Right.
And it's a lot different than when you get to the yeah. 20s
and
the playoffs.
And I think we both disagreed with what they had for the Steelers.
Yeah.
In terms of the biggest need and the best value.
Right. Yeah, I don't think tackle's the biggest need, but I think it's the best value at 20.
Yeah.
I mean, all things being equal, I would draft a tackle at 20 if all the prospects were equally ranked.
Right.
Because they're hard to find. But it's not their biggest need.
No, they've yeah. got two starting
Yeah, Dan Moore's played
guys.
A lot of football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may not like him, but he's played and started a lot of games
and
in the NFL.
Won a lot of games with him.
And right. you've won games with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a pressing... Oh my God! If they don't fill, if the Steelers don't get a new left tackle or a new right tackle in this draft, the season's shot.
Right,
it's
right,
over.
Right, no, it's not that way at all to me.
Whereas wide receiver,
you can't play
maybe
with
center
receiver now.
I don't know if you can play with you have a nickel corner either.
Right, right, right. And I think center is very borderline.
Yeah, yeah I mean right. maybe you can sign somebody at one of those positions, but you know,
I mean you could sign Tyler Boyd and all these guys. I mean it doesn't mean it's the great.
Because it's not fixed.
Yeah, that yes. doesn't mean it's fixed or that's
certainly
a good
fixed.
Team building. You know, right.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get to another break. He is.
It's an interesting way of looking at it. But,
yeah.
You know.
The Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this.
Here we go, Steelers! Here we go!
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, we just did a thing there with Jordan Reed and
Matt Miller.
Matt Miller. And they're also taking part in the latest prospect buzz risers and surprises here on ESPN.
Things they're hearing and
yeah.
that kind of news, yeah.
Some surprise. I just wanted to do some name a late riser who could sneak into round one.
The name everyone's talking about is the edge out of Eastern Michigan or whatever. I always forget his name. The Mac kid.
Marshawn Nealand.
Nealand, yeah. I don't see him that way.
Yeah. Well, they've got...
Is he listed?
Reed has Kingsley Suamataya.
Okay.
I don't think that would be a shock.
Yeah, I mean, because tackles are...
Yeah.
His tape's not phenomenal. He's a project. But
yeah,
he's
but he's really athletic.
Crazy young,
yeah.
too.
Braden Fisk.
Okay.
I was reading, actually, Kingsley Suamataya, when he went to BYU, he was part of the recruiting class at BYU. They were trying to get Jackson Powers Johnson there as well.
That oh,
was,
really?
Yeah. They would have been teammates there. So they both just turned 21, basically.
Okay. I know they're both very, very young.
Yeah.
He's Penny Sewell's cousin. People don't know
yeah.
that, too.
Braden Fisk, the other former Western Michigan guy.
Yeah, right, right. They were on the same D-line.
Yeah. Though. Miller does have Marshawn Nealand there.
Okay. Just keep hearing his name
yeah.
all the time.
I think I wouldn't love him as a 3-4 outside linebacker.
No, I think he's more of a power
but
player.
But if I was a team that plays a 4-3, I get it.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of them in the draft
yeah.
that fit that mold. I mean, it's a little scarce, and there are a lot of teams that need him. I hope he goes super early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How legitimate is the Malik Nabers over the Marvin Harrison Jr. talk? They all three say that it's very real.
I've brushed it off over and over because I do think Harrison's that special. Neighbors is ridiculous.
One guy worked out, one guy didn't.
Yeah, like, a lot of the tiebreakers could go to Neighbors just with the way they've handled themselves. No one's more explosive than Neighbors. I mean, if you're going to get a quick slant and make something happen with it,
yeah,
Tim.
You know, by the way, a lot of those LSU receivers have done pretty good. Yeah,
phenomenal. I mean, so Ohio State's aren't bad, obviously,
right.
But yeah, it's a good success rate.
Said this is from Matt Miller, a name to keep an eye on when the draft gets rolling: Mississippi State cornerback DeCameron Richardson.
I gotta do homework on him.
6 foot 288 pounder. He led all SEC cornerbacks in tackles the last two seasons.
Okay,
he's a man coverage expert.
6'2" man coverage expert in the SEC. That's
just about 200 pounds.
Yeah. I'm sure he has some length. So, Mississippi State.
Yeah.
I am going to look into him tonight.
Or 6'2", 188 pounds. So there you go.
Yeah. Huh.
According to Reed, Verse being picked inside the top 12 is not out of the question.
Boy, I'd love that.
Yeah. So if you're a Steeler fan, that's what you want.
I think he's good, not great. He's also older.
But again, if you're looking for that 4-3 end.
He's a powerful player. Yeah.
And there just aren't many of those type of guys.
They don't grow on trees. Yeah.
Jerzon Newton had his pro day workout finally on Tuesday.
I didn't see the results.
He only participated in positional drills first time he had taken the field since they finished up their season against Northwestern.
So he didn't test. He
had that Jones surgery.
Yeah.
Just like Kool-Aid McKinstry did. Yeah. They think that might move him back into round one. That's why he was kind of starting to slide a little bit because he hadn't done anything.
Out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. It's like the Yale guy. I mean, you got to do something.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, it's tough to be Heath Miller and come out with no workouts.
Yeah, right. According to Field Yates, people around the NFL are wondering whether the Cardinals would want to ensure to have a trade back set up ahead of time heading into this draft.
I'm sure people are overreacting to them doing it last year. It was the first year front office, and they traded back, and they traded back up. That doesn't mean they're going to do it every year that this guy's the GM. But I sure would be hesitant to move out of four if I don't end up with one of the top three receivers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. That's what you're trading away from if you go too far back.
You need to give me a lot to make a deal with Minnesota. But I guess what Field's saying is, we'll make the deal with you, Vikes, and you can take McCarthy.
But that gives them time to make the move back up.
But I better have a deal in place with the Chargers to get to 7, or something like that, or 6 or whatever.
Yeah, that's why they would want to do that.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one here from Field Yates, and I'm going to quote here. A pair of offensive tackles who I think have a real chance to land late in round 3 are Caden Wallace of Penn State and Matt Gonclaves of Pittsburgh. So two local guys. We mentioned Wallace in the previous segment. We've talked about the Pitt kid here a couple of times.
Real quick, recently. And I'm going to pick it on you because somebody also on Twitter is a big Pitt fan.
Of course, I'm mispronouncing his name.
Badly. Yeah. Like, it's nothing like it reads. It's like he actually frenetically put it out. He's like, you'd never figure this out on your own.
He's an offensive tackle, folks. You never hear their names.
And he was hurt all year, too.
Yeah, and he was hurt all year. I'm sorry I don't have any pronunciations on his name.
His pronunciation's much different than
that. That's fine.
But they both look like they could be solid NFL players. The Pitt kid, I think, has more upside. The Penn State kid has a higher floor. We talked about him like 2 segments ago.
Yeah.
I mean, in most years, they're probably guaranteed to be round 3. You know, this year, they're tackle 15, 16, whatever, you know?
Yeah, so that's interesting that those two guys.
And back to our Dan Moore conversation. If you're loaded everywhere else in the draft, Steeler fans, and you can't get everything, maybe you take one of these guys, put them in the mix, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't end up with Mims or Fashanu or whoever, you know?
But you end up with a guy who's
might last in the league for a while and be a solid starter.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Did you see the NFL lifted the suspensions of all those guys that were they reinstated all the five guys that were suspended last year for gambling?
All the gambling stuff.
Yeah.
Because that was indefinite, huh? It wasn't a certain time frame.
Right.
Okay.
That being Shaka Tony and then four free agents, Rashad Berry, Quintez Cephas, safety C.J. Moore, and defensive end Demetrius Taylor. All those guys. So the final four guys are all free agents.
Yeah. I knew they weren't big-name players. Yeah. But not smart, but you wonder, are they going to have careers now? Like, I don't think the NFL will hold it against them.
No, you made a mistake.
Yeah,
you
right.
paid for it.
I mean, it wasn't a crime. You know,
but in the case of you know Barry, Cephas, Moore, and Taylor, they all got cut.
They all got cut because they're not great.
Right.
You know, and you lost another year to show the world, put something on tape.
And then Isaiah Rogers, who also was suspended last year during that whole crackdown, he didn't get reinstated.
Oh, wow. So did he do something much worse or much more regularly? Was it not a one-time offense for him?
Maybe, yeah, maybe so. Maybe he talked the other guys because there were a bunch of Colts
yeah,
on that list.
Yeah, they're all in the same team.
Hey, guys, you can gamble through me. I've got
yeah, I'm taking tickets left and right at the facility. Well, that's the big thing. You can't do it at the facility.
You can't do it at the facility.
You can drive down to the red light and do it, but, you know, at the sheets, but you can't do it at the facility. You got to know this stuff, guys.
Yeah, they have this. They put these out there. The rules are known.
Yeah.
They don't like hide them.
Like don't put the app on your phone. Wait till you get home on your laptop to make the better. You know,
that would be the best way to
like
do
that.
It.
Right. I mean, be smart about it. You got to know.
And don't bet on NFL games.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you have it.
So those guys are out there. We'll see if any of them get signed here. Mm-hmm. Probably somebody will wait
maybe
until
end
after
up in
the
camp
draft.
Or something.
Yeah,
right.
Get a shot somewhere, but
yeah, they didn't do their careers any favors.
No, Quintez Cephas had some buzz.
He's been around. Yeah,
he had some buzz coming out of Wisconsin there, and didn't run real well.
He had a really bad 40.
Yeah,
he's a jump ball only DeAndre Hopkins, but he's not DeAndre Hopkins. You know, that's a tough way to live unless you're special. You know, he's not a separator at all. He was good at Wisconsin. Tough. I can see him getting in a camp.
Yeah.
But he's a great example. He better be a good one. He better be Boykin on special teams.
Yeah,
he
better be
he
really good.
Yeah, I don't know if he is. Probably not.
Those other guys.
I don't know much about most of the group. But
C.J. Moore played some.
Is he a corner?
He's a defensive back.
Okay.
He's a nickel kind of thing.
Yeah, smaller.
But
maybe.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's going to do it for the show today, Matt.
Yep. It's almost draft week.
Almost draft week. We'll be back next week, and it will be draft week. We'll have all kinds of coverage coming to you on not only on Steelers Nation Radio, but on Steelers.com as well. You can check out all of our stuff there. We'll drop another mock. We had one drop yesterday.
Yeah, that was fun.
Our latest three-round mock.
So
people either love it or they think we're idiots.
Well, of course.
One of the two.
But the normal drives, there's only two next week, Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah, but you can hear all the draft coverage in addition to hearing it here locally on ESPN Radio.
Yeah, we're
actually Fox Sports Radio now.
Yeah.
You'll be able to hear it on these very airwaves as well, on
Absolutely.
Steelers Nation Radio, so you can check
that
out.
You'll hear a lot of us during the draft, too.
Yeah, you'll probably be sick of us. We'll be sick of each other. Anyways, that's going to do it for our show today. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for C.J. Wolfley here on site keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.